Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
Congratulations to Kevin Durant, who has managed to once again capture everyone's attention, trying to figure out what's going on, where is he going, what is he doing, and really we know no more today than we did yesterday outside of the fact that he's going to get a new contract with somebody, which is kind of what we ultimately always knew, whether it be Golden State or not. This was just a formality, much like Kawhi Leonard opting out of his deal was a formality. None of this means anything other than expect a new contract for these guys somewhere. And you don't have to expect a new contract for somebody like Marc Gasol, who opted in to his deal list yesterday, too. And I think that's probably the another one of those situations where don't act surprised, guys. We knew he was... We knew that was coming as well, didn't we? I mean, he was never, where was he going to get $25.6 million someplace else? He had that option. He stays with the Raptors. The Raptors knew this was coming. It makes all the sense in the world. And listen, he's a champion, and he played a vital part in getting it out of the East.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's not like, all right, he's not. You know, he's not a 82 game of year a game changer, but what he is in the playoffs, when you need a defensive minded team like that going up against the Joel Embiids and the, you know, the Giannis's of the world, boy, did he not earn his salary or what?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And he also will never pay for another meal in the city of Toronto again. You know, I mean, Joe, I just went to Old Timers Day. We talked about it. I went to Old Timers Day on Sunday, right? And I was, you know, nostalgic, quasi-emotional when they introduced, like, Graham Lloyd and Jeff Nelson. You know what I mean? Like, Homer Bush. You do not have to be the elite MVP to still, you know, get the era of good feelings going among the fan base when you're a champion. Toronto Raptors fans are going to remember, you know, Gasol. They're going to remember Danny Green. They're going to remember some of these guys who are not Lowry, who are not Leonard, for the rest of their careers. You know, it's like your favorite show, Breaking Bad or The Wire, whatever it is. Some of those actors, those characters, they're always that character to you, regardless of when you see them in other shows and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And I think that'll be the case for Gasol and all of these Raptors. So, of course, it's a smart decision to stay. It's a contending team. It's in the East. And you're going to be treated like a king by the fan base forever.
Well, what it does also mean, of course, is that the Raptors, now that they have to account for Gasol, this is all going to play into, of course, you know, the salary cap and, of course, the luxury taxes and all those things that come into play here. And potential new deals. You've got Danny Green. You've got Kawhi on this team. If Leonard returns and he gets the max deal, right, $32.7 million, I doubt very much that Green is going to take less than what he making, $10 million last year.
Right.
So basically what this means is that they're going to be way, way over what the projected tax line was going to be, which I think is $109 million, if they want to bring the entire core back. Now, Wojnarowski talked about this, and what does now it's great to have Marc Gasol at $25.6 million, though it does alter the way the Toronto Raptors are going to go about the rest of their business, and this is what he had to say, which is interesting.
So at $26 million, he opts in, and what this does do for the Raptors is it lines them up next year. Marc Gasol Serge Ibaka, Kyle Lowry, all in the last years of their deal. So if Kawhi Leonard were to leave in free agency, they can pivot next year and head into a rebuild there. If Kawhi Leonard stays, then you can, you know, you can move forward with all of these pieces together, and you would have a team coming back that could not only win a title again next year, but probably could contend for the conceivable future.
Yeah, only they're going to have to go into their pockets to be able to afford that in the way of luxury taxes and those types of things. So it can happen. I mean, Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet, some of the younger guys there, they've got at a great price, but the future is all going to depend on what Kawhi does. If Kawhi leaves, then I think what you'll see is guys like Siakam go ahead and get extensions early. If he stays, they're going to have to bite the bullet, and they're going to bring, you know, they'll bring back the entire core. They'll be competitive over the next couple of years, but they're going to have to pay in order to be competitive right for the next couple of years. But you know what? So be it, man. What do you want to do? If you want to win championships,
right,
that's sometimes what it's going to take.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour number two, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Welcome in, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez here. And we're going to dive in to a little bit of the Super Contest, the high-end Vegas football contest, which are just around the corner. July 1st, we'll start the registrations. Certainly for the granddaddy of them all, it's known as the Super Contest at the Westgates, formerly the Las Vegas Hilton. There are pretty much four. There's four big ones, guys, in Vegas, and you don't have to be in Vegas in order to be able to participate in these. How cool is that, right? These things called proxy services. We'll get into all of that this hour, but I did want to mention what's happening with the San Francisco 49ers. Speaking of the NFL, did you see what's happening with Robbie Gould, by the way, the place kicker who's been around for, what, like 100 years?
Yeah, he's been around.
He wants back to the Bears. He wants to play with the Bears. His family is there, and he's at this particular point like, listen, I don't want to be here. But if I'm not mistaken, they stopped the franchise tag in San Francisco in the 49ers.
Hysteric for a kicker.
And, go ahead. And he keeps going like, guys, I don't want to be here. Like, I'm 36 years old. I've been in this league 15 friggin' years. You know, he's made $30 million in his career. He's like, guys, don't franchise tag. Like, I want to go to Chicago. Like, that's where my... And he said it. Purvey says, at this point in my career, where my family is what's going to dictate the decisions that I make.
Sure. He said, so I'm...
Yeah, he's like, I'm not playing in San Francisco, so you guys can either figure out a way to trade me, you can really do whatever you want, but don't slap me with the franchise tag because I'm not playing here. But of course, John Lynch is like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. So he's 36 years old, 15 years, $30 million in a career. And really, if he wants to at this particular point, go, because he wants to be near, so we doing here, San Francisco, go out, get yourself a kicker. All right, and let the guy go. Figure out a way to get him to Chicago. Like, I don't understand what they're doing, but, you know, there's a big pissing contest going on in San Francisco right now, Dane, between John Lynch and Robbie Gould. Who will win?
You think Robbie Gould pushes it like Le'Veon and be like, I'll sit out the year. I'll miss
he'll retire. I think he'll just retire. Yep, I think he'll just retire. Crazy stuff.
He made $30 million. That's not bad.
All right, Super Contest coming up next.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
So we've got ourselves a President Donald Trump story that surrounds sports here. And it's got nothing to do with the women's national team here as they are on their quest to take care of France and win a World Cup. I'm not talking about any of that, you over there. I'm talking a football related story regarding the president. So we'll go ahead. We'll dive into that. It's got nothing to do with politics. It actually has a very valid reason for him doing what he did. And we'll discuss that coming up here. But wanted to welcome you guys in to another edition of Make It Rain here on the Fantasy Football Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. We want to, as we settle into the dog days of summer here, wanted to spend a couple of minutes getting you guys who are not aware of what the Super Contest is, which is kind of the granddaddy of all high-end football contests that are in Vegas, been around for 30 years. The Super Contest has been the gold standard for football contests forever. And I can tell you this, the number of entries and the prize money this decade alone has risen from, let's say, 345 entries in 2010, Dane. And the first prize that year, Richard Stan won the first one. The first prize was $207,000. It is now,
that's nice,
last year, 3,123 entries, and the first prize worked to Eric Kahane at $1.4 million. But the format, the important thing to understand here is the entries has increased, but the format has not changed in 30 years, sure, guys. It's still the same. It's the same with entrants paying $1,500 and they make five NFL picks a week against the spread and the contest spread, by the way. And that's it. And the Westgate did add another one. They call it the Gold, the Super Contest Gold. They did this 2 years ago. This has gone from $1,500 to $5,000 for an entry fee. And it's a winner-take-all prize. So, obviously, there's going to be, I think there was only 128 entries last year. First prize was $640,000 plus a ring. So, you do have some options. You have the new Circus Sports that opened up at the Golden Gate. They have a contest this year, a $1,000 entry fee. And they all have little different things going on here that in between them. And the bottom line is that if you think it, instead of, and this is the attitude of a lot of guys, instead of, listen, dropping money down on a couple of different future bets across the board, right? Where you got to wait 6 months to figure out if you're going to cash anyway. Why not go ahead and test your, you know, your football prowess here? Because they do pay, you know, some of these contests, there's a lot of different
ones. How far
ones.
Down do they pay? The top 10%, top 20%?
Yes. Well, it depends on the thing. Usually,
on the super contest,
I think the top 16 win, I believe, something
top
along
16?
Those lines there.
Out of 3,000?
Out of 3,000, yeah. So, I mean, you've got to be pretty good, guys. I mean, that's the bottom line. You guys have got to be... You got to know what you're doing here. So when you look at the cost of how to enter in these things, right? $1,500 for the classic super contest, a maximum of two entries per person, okay? So you can have two entries if you want, and you want to lay out $3,000. You got to make five picks a week, okay? And it's the sides. You got to pick the sides, right, for five a week. Last year, we told her over 3,000 prize money, over close to $1.5 million. They're anticipating about 3,500 entries this year. The big money is in the top 20, but you'll get $80, $100, something along those lines. And they'll do that all the way through the top 100 in the classic. In the circus sports, it's top 10. In the Ultimate Football Challenge, also with the Golden Nugget, which is another $1,000 entry. But the difference with that one is they allow you to pick seven NFL and college games combined.
College games, too.
Yeah, so they'll allow you to include college games in your pick. That's going to be top 20 payout. So when will you get your money back?
I'm trying to think, because I know we got proxies in Vegas. So
you have
if you're
to
on
be
the chat room
15,
right now.
You have to be top 15 to make your money back. So in order even to break even or make some money, you've got to be top 15 in these in order to be able to. Anything less than that, right, exactly. You'll win a couple of $100, but it's still worth it.
Yeah, so this is because, Joe, it's nice for us to tell everybody about it, right?
Right.
We got to figure out a way for us to get involved. Make it rain, Joe and Dane. We got to get an entry in here. And I don't know if you and I each want to put up 750 or what we got to do, Joe, I think, is we got to get the listeners, the degenerates out there, Rich and Kenny and Bob in Vermont. If you are willing to back us, right? If you want to throw $20, $50 out there and help us in our combined entry. And then, Joe, maybe what we do is, you know, if it's five picks we got to make, you make two, I make two. We find the five that we agree on throughout the course of the week, each week, and we make those picks. Maybe we outsource a pick to the fans that help back us or something. Where you at, Cardano? Where you at, Lou? Let's back one. Maybe we get Gabe and Cam involved, you know? I think we should have a combined entry because, listen, we got this, Joe.
You have also the ability. You got $15,000 available to whoever's leading the tournament after week four and week eight. In the super contest, in the classic. So you can make bonuses throughout the season. It's not just all winner take all. So week four, week eight, which is basically the first quarter and halftime is what you're looking at there. There's also an early bird bonus, $15,000 for week 15 through week 17. The registration, the deadline, it opens up July 1st. The deadline is September 7th. Mobile entries are allowed. Proxies are allowed. That is the big thing. And for those of you guys that don't understand, you're going, well, I'm in Arkansas right now. Like, how the hell am I supposed to get this done? Or you're in Jersey and they don't have them yet. Or you're in Florida. Well, the proxy services for out-of-state contestants are allowed in all of these. And what that means is you're essentially just allowing somebody in Vegas. There are services across the board, including... Our friend Kelly Stewart, Kelly in Vegas from Wager Talk, has one of the bigger proxy services available. You send her your picks each and every week, and she will go ahead and register those plays for you for a nominal fee. But she can either go to the counter, but since that most of these allow mobile betting, really you just need somebody in Vegas to be able to monitor and get your plays in. So it's something that is absolutely worth looking into. You are not handcuffed if you're not in Vegas. You know, go to the counter and go to the cage and make the play for you. And really the difference is $15,000 for the super contest, five picks a week on the sides. You can go the gold, which is $5,000. You can only have one entry per person, and it's five NFL sides. The difference between this and, like, the FanDuel big, the DFS games is that you know, those $1 million tournaments, how many entries are you allowed there? I mean, you got guys making 30, 40 entries.
250 entries. Yeah. 250 even up to 150.
Yeah, I mean, here it's they're not letting groups and syndicates, so to speak, go ahead and monopolize the picks here. You know, you've got two max in the classic contest. You're only allowed one at the Westgate Gold, and then Circa comes in and they give you three apiece. You're allowed up to three different plays there. You can register three times there, but those are only $1,000. They're the new kids on the block, so for $1,000. If you want to join the Circus Sports and what they're doing at the Golden Nugget, one of them is five NFL sides, just like what the Westgate does. But the really cool one is the Ultimate Football Challenge, where you pick in seven games a week, but you can open it up to college football. So, you know, first prize about 120,000. They're anticipating about 500 entries this year. But how cool is that, man, that you can actually put in? It's a lot of plays, but you know, being able to incorporate college with it too kind of puts a very unique spin on it. So for anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000, you guys can test your football prowess this year in one of these super contests with a proxy service. And those of you that want a list of some that I would recommend, by all means, hit me up on Twitter, DM us here on the show, hit us up in the chat room. I'll give you a list of four or five that have been used that I would recommend highly for you to be able to use it and go, man, test your football prowess, Dane. It's not that, you know, five picks sounds easy, but I think you and I both realize five picks sides a week with their hands. That's not exactly easy, Dane.
Joe, I noticed, though, that you're not really responding to me when I'm saying, how do we get involved together? How are we getting an entry? Like, we need to focus on that.
Yeah, that's so true. We're going to have to, we're going to have to hit him off. Bottom line.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
The Morning After.
Some athletes don't want to be used as political props. If you've got a beef, this is your chance to meet a president and actually tell him what you think to his face. You don't have to go kiss his ass. You can go tell him, dude, I think you're this, I think you're that, I think your policies are this. Give him time to think about and make a good point. I would take the moment, even if I didn't agree, to basically state my case. Yet the other argument for that, there ain't no change in this guy. And it doesn't matter. He's just using you as a prop.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
So we told you yesterday college football win totals were released out of the FanDuel Sportsbook there in New Jersey. I do believe there are a few of these teams that you might want to go ahead and bet as soon as possible before the market reacts and the value is almost gone. We'll talk about some of those coming up. But I did mention, of course, the President Dane has a...
Has a new commander in tweets.
Yes, the commander in tweets has a has an interesting policy now that he is ordering to take place, and it's interesting because this was a policy that he wants to reinstate when he actually banned it originally when he first took office. So the idea here is that he wants the U.S. Military Academy service members to be allowed to defer their mandatory service for being, obviously, in the academies, which if those of you who didn't understand how it works, the idea is that in order for you to get to the academies, whether it be West Point, the Naval Academy, the Air Force Academy, whatever it is, there is a expectation of you serving 2 years after you receive that education as part of the fulfillment of the process. No harm, no foul. So usually what was in place was the ability for these guys to defer that service and allow them to pursue their athletic dreams if they could. If they could turn pro, if they could go play football, could play whatever it is, they were allowed to do that prior to about 2 years ago when the administration scrapped that policy. Well, now they want it back in place. And now he's given the Defense Department, three or four months to be able to put it back into place. I'm not sure why it would take 3 or 4 months to put a policy back in place that was already in place just 2 years ago. Yeah, I'm not sure why it would take that long.
Because there's no staff in the government anymore because he's, you know.
Well, that could be, too.
He's eviscerated the government. That's why.
But the reason this works with is that, and I can tell you right now why it works and why it's important, certainly, to the academies. It's because if I'm a kid, I'm a smart kid, right, and, yes, I want to go to the academy, but you know what? I want to go to the NFL as well. I'm not going to the academy if I can't pursue my dreams as soon as I graduate. And if I can't enter the draft, I have to actually go serve in the reserves or I got to do some 2 years. Listen, you and I both know, Dane, any kid, any 18-year-old kid looking that can qualify to actually go to the academy, if they have any sort of, professional athletic aspirations, they're not going to the academy, which means the academy loses out on recruiting and they're losing some of the very best guys they can get. A very small 1% of the, less than 1% of these guys are ever going to be good enough to turn pro in anything. But the idea that you're going to get eliminated because nobody's going to go to any of these academies if they can't actually pursue their, you know how hard it would be to play a sport, right? Get drafted and then be like, all right, I'll be back in 2 years. It doesn't work, which is why it was implemented in the first place. It gives the academies just, it's hard enough to get into them, right? But the idea that they'd be losing out on great athletes and great kids simply because they want to pursue their dreams of being a professional athlete first. I don't know why it was pulled away to begin with, but at least it's being put back into place here and it'll happen sooner rather than later. So I think it's from a recruiting standpoint more than anything else. Why lose out on guys who, you can want both things. You can want to be in the Navy. You can want to be a Navy officer and you could also want to be a professional football player. And, why do you have to choose between? You shouldn't have to choose between the two.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in support of anything that creates and preserves options for people, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm with it. I think it makes sense. There should not be any weird red tape, like you said, that would kind of disqualify one from the other. Mm-hmm. It's especially if you have that ability or that talent for both, you know, the talent to play football and also the, you know, the values or the mindset or whatever to go, you know, support our country as being one of our being a serviceman or woman. OK, so, yeah, I think this is cool. No harm, no foul. Absolutely. I'm all about building out options for people instead of limiting options. So, yep, I'm with it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's I think they're going to start the 2 years regardless, right? That doesn't change. Yeah. But if they can push it off and say, hey, listen, I get drafted in the fifth, sixth, seventh round, you know, why would NFL teams even waste their time if I know I can't get him in uniform? I can't, you know, he can't play for us here for 2 years. So I do think at least it gives guys, and we've seen service member academies do very, very well in professional sports here in the past. So it's not like it hasn't happened.
But the Robinson idea is a name that comes to mind.
Yeah, exactly. But the idea that all of a sudden now they'd have to choose as a kid sitting is going, all right, I really want to go to West Point. But you know what, guys, I got a pretty good, I can make millions being a football player. Why would you want to have to choose between those two? That would suck. And I think ultimately that's exactly what they've got. You've given them the opportunity to be able to, you know what? Choose both, man. And give the academies the opportunity to compete on a recruiting level. Because why would you?
If you're a five-star recruit and you've got an offer from, you know, Air Force, but you've also got an offer from, you know, Arizona State, UCLA, Oklahoma. If you're a five-star recruit, you're going to Oklahoma, right?
Of course, right? Exactly. Especially if you want to play football. Now, you and I both know, though, that doesn't mean anything. Guy could get hurt. There's so many different things that can go on there.
And then after that, you still have the ability to enter the service if you enter the academies. After you tear your ACL and your visions of going pro are done.
Yes, exactly. Exactly it. So, but I do think you can get plenty of kids with NFL aspirations at age 18 to now enter service academies, right? Which only helps this country, you know, the same way, and hope for the best, even if a small fraction are the ones that actually realize sort of professional career. Right. And defer it. And I think it's awesome. I didn't even realize it was taken away, but yes, it is on its way back, guys. So you don't have to worry about that. Just another
one
of those head
scratching. Does that even work for people in California, though? Even in California, when the NCAA is like, nah, forget you guys.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? that is happening. Also in the NFL yesterday, we told you Tyreek Hill met with the NFL.
Yes.
8 hours yesterday, my friend. 8 hours. Started, I guess, 8:30 local time in Kansas City, concluded at 4:30 p.m. And at the heart of the issue, of course, is the allegation that Hill physically abused his son, broke his arm. And also Hill was recorded a conversation with his fiancée telling her that she needed to, quote, be terrified of me. And, of course, the son was removed from the home. I don't know what they learned in 8 hours, but I do believe they I just don't understand how it is that they are going to avoid disciplining him on any level, you know, before this. I just don't know how it is. If he what message is the NFL sending if they don't discipline him, if they don't suspend him? I don't know why it's taken this long to talk to him, but you know, here we are. They plan on talking to him even more, is what they're saying as well. So he could be suspended a significant period of time, even though he's not facing criminal charges. But that has never been facing criminal charges has never been the, the litmus test, right? For the NFL, doesn't really make a difference, does it, Dane?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter. We've seen this before with things like Zeke Elliott's 6-game suspension. We've seen it with Kareem Hunt before and others. You know, we've seen it with domestic violence and stuff like that. And, you know, yesterday, Joe, that was our poll question and we didn't touch about it much. But I then later in the day put up on Twitter, you know, the spread in the votes, Joe, and I'm bringing it back up right now. 39% people said 1-4 games. 34% of people said 5-8 games. And then the same amount of people said nothing and an entire year. And what that speaks to, in my opinion, is that people realize that the NFL is so inconsistent and doesn't have really a strong policy. You say, we don't know. That's why the Chiefs win total and the AFC West divisions, you know, are things that are not on the board anymore because we literally do not know. He could get suspended 0, 2, 4, 8, 16. And that's a huge difference, especially with a team who lost their all-pro running back Kareem Hunt to a domestic violence suspension and then got picked up by the Browns. We know, you know, we know it's a new defensive coordinator there. Will Patty Mahomes regress? A lot of questions for the Chiefs. We've talked about it. You know I'm team Chargers all the way. But this kind of inconsistency, we do not know with Tyreek Hill. They say they're talking to him, but they still got to, you know, figure out how they want to drop the hammer and how they can play it to do it in some way that looks consistent so that there's no blowback. Like, there's a policy. It should just be whatever the policy dictates. But it seems like the NFL defecates the mattress on this every single time so that now people really just don't understand what's coming down the pike.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, I don't know why it took this long, but at the same time, you spent 8 hours with him, and now you're telling me that you're going to want to meet with him again. And they still, it's the waiting. It's the waiting game that just, right. The closer
we
get.
The Chiefs, he's going to miss time because they drafted Mecole Hardman in the second round to be, in essence, you know, a baby Tyreek Hill. He's going to miss time.
Let's say he is suspended then. So what do you do now, Kansas City? What is the move now? What are you going
to
do? And what is acceptable?
The draft, around free agency. They should have known. It should have been a known quantity.
Because I don't know. I just don't know any. I know what they did with, with Kareem Hunt. Will they do the same with Tyreek Hill? I don't know what they're going to do. And what happens if the NFL doesn't suspend him?
The Chiefs have to be consistent also. They deactivated Kareem Hunt. They cast him aside. You're going to do that now with your all-pro wide receiver?
Yeah. I don't know what there's so much still up in the air, and here we are, a month and a half away from teams having to make
a baseball draft. I got a fantasy baseball draft to do in like 2 weeks. Where do I draft Tyreek Hill?
Do you draft Tyreek Hill? What's his availability? Will is he going to be there? Is he not going to be there?
Games, if he gets suspended 2 games, I'm still drafting him. I'm still drafting him pretty high, if you want to know the truth. And then what we also don't know is, let's say he misses 4 games. Is he going to appeal? Like Zeke, remember, they keep it down the road. We got to figure this out now.
Yeah, and I don't know anybody's going to shed a tear over him being suspended. So maybe except for the Kansas City Chiefs organization, it's a mess. And you know what? The NFL makes their own messes. That's what they do. It's unbelievable. All right, college win totals, the ones you got to bet next.
Searching for an out time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and click in your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
All right, welcome in here, guys, to Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And hoping you guys will swing for the fences here playing daily fantasy baseball with DailyRoto.com. Why? Well, we want you to become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or simply become one of the countless number of people who have won thousands of dollars playing daily fantasy sports. So if you are playing MLB DFS, but you're not utilizing DailyRoto.com, yes, stop it. All right, let's stop that right now. Enter the promo code FNTSY, get yourself a 10% discount, get the lineup alerts, the projected ownership percentages, the weather updates, the fantasy projections, and of course, use of those same Daily Roto lineup optimizers that have already produced millions in daily fantasy sports winnings. This is the 2019 MLB Daily Roto premium package only at DailyRoto.com. Guys, use that promo code FNTSY. Get that 10% discount today. And welcome in here to Make It Rain on a Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Jeremy Dane Martinez. As we take a look here at some of these, we told you yesterday, of course, our friends over at the FanDuel Sportsbook in New Jersey had released some college football win tolls. In fact, all of them. And you and I were amazed at not necessarily at the top five, but certainly the bottom five in some of these teams like Oregon State, where we're looking at two wins and, three wins. And some of these MAC teams, like, wow, can they be that bad? A lot of them are. A lot of them are exactly that bad. There is no way.
What was it, like Oregon State yesterday?
Yeah, there was some really, really disgusting things. Now, there are some that I had a chance last night to take a look at some of these. And, of course, I was immediately interested by, and I knew you were going to love this, Dane, by your alma mater. Syracuse Orange.
Yeah, they're like 5.5, right?
I don't know if you had a chance to look at that schedule yet, what's going on here. But I can tell you, Dane, if you have not taken the over 5.5 yet, if you have not bet it, I know you're leaving for Jamaica there, manana.
Yeah.
Make sure before you leave, make sure you go ahead and put a few bucks down on the over there, because what did they finish?
10-3 last year. What if I tell you it's already up to 6.5? What if I tell you it's already up to 6.5?
Dude. It's going to drive me crazy. I got him winning at least 7 games. And so that's why I thought 5.5 was extremely, was just ridiculous here. First of all, you love the coach, don't you? Don't you love the way the program is heading? Dino Babers,
yes.
Syracuse finished 10-3 last year. They even took
Clemson on the ropes too, by the way.
Exactly. Yeah. On the road. And they won the Camping World Bowl. They won their bowl game too. And I can tell you, they finished in plus 13 with turnovers, too. This was a very well-coached, very well-rounded team. If you're going to tell me this team's going to go from 10-3 in 2018 to 5-7 in 2019, I would say that something drastically would have to go wrong there for Dino Babers. And I'm sorry, man.
I'll tell you what drastically might go wrong.
Go ahead.
They just graduated their quarterback, though, Joe, who was like kind of one of the all-time quarterbacks for Syracuse, okay? Was kind of quietly one of the best quarterbacks the school has ever had, and they graduated him, so he's gone. So I don't know, and honestly, I don't know if they had some kind of stud in waiting or a recruit or anything like that, But when you know, that could be the difference of a few wins, Joe. And that would be the thing that I would look at. They did lose their quarterback to graduation, and he was, you know, kind of one of the best and helped lead kind of this turnaround or renaissance for the program. I know the coach and the AD had a big part to it. But when you lose your senior quarterback that was kind of a big boy, that could be the difference in the win total.
Yeah, no difference. You're not losing five games because you lost a quarterback that you knew you were losing the entire time. And this is why coaching is so important and recruiting is so important in college, because Dino Babers, regardless, everywhere he has coached, he has increased his win total year after year after year after year. And the reason being is because he does spend an awful lot of time on the defensive side of the ball, too. Their defense is going to be... They're returning studs when I tell you their defense. The reason they were plus 13 last year, a lot of that was because of what the defense did. And I'm looking at the schedule here, Dean. Look at this. They're going to be at least 5 or 6 point favorites in games against Liberty, Western Michigan, Holy Cross, Boston College, Louisville, and Wake Forest. So I would say maybe coin flips against NC State, Pitt, Florida State, and Duke. So even if they lost every coin flip, right? Even if they lost every one of those games there, you're still going to go over the win total. So I'm sorry. The 5.5 opening up, and even what are they at? 6.5 now?
6.5.
I still see them. It's still a bet to me, even at 6.5, because I see this team winning at least, worst case scenario, 7 games, probably closer 8 to 9. So it's a bet that you definitely want to consider, Dane. Hop all over them and get it going, man. I mean, because I just don't understand that whole 5.5, 6.5 thing with a team that has a great coach, great recruiting, great defense. And, oh, yeah, it's kind of an interesting place to play there in Syracuse, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it can get loud. It can get loud in that dome. I have been there. I have run on the field. There's a clip of me literally hugging the back of Donovan McNabb. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that story another time. But, yeah, I mean, listen, you know I would love that to be the case. I want them to be over. My only hesitation is the new quarterback, but that's an unknown for me. Maybe they got some hotshot kid that's been waiting in the wings. I just don't know. I got to do a little bit more research. Let me ask you, though, Joe, because these are regular season win totals, right? So bowl games don't count. Conference championship games don't count.
Nope. That's just regular season. Yep, just regular season.
Because I would always
season.
Like lean toward the conferences that had the conference championship. You know, that's
these are just regular win totals. Yep, yeah.
Just regular season, got it.
Yeah, I mean, and I got to tell you that Alden Robinson, Andre Sisco, these are dudes on that defense, dude, that are going to be, they are beasts when I tell you. Yeah. So I love Syracuse this year, man, especially. I think they're totally undervalued. I think Houston is the same situation here, I think, or the reverse situation, rather. I think the Houston Cougars, who, don't forget, have a new head coach, the guy that was at West Virginia, Dana Holgorsen. Yeah, they have him at 7.5. I don't see how that's going to be possible here because, you're a new coach into a new building with players that you did not recruit, although you do have a pretty... if you have a healthy quarterback, the kid De'Eric King there, a lot of guys like him for a possible Heisman situation. Josh. Yeah, listen, he can certainly cook something up on the offensive side of the ball, Holgorsen, can he? I mean, we've seen that here.
Sure, we know that offense, right?
But, I don't know, man. Army scored touchdowns on 10 of 11 drives against Houston last year. So Ed Oliver is gone. The Cougars' top three tacklers at linebacker are gone. Houston has, from the defensive side of the ball, been absolutely decimated, going to be really, really young. And I'm sorry, Oklahoma, Washington State, Memphis, they could put up 70 or 80 points on Houston this year, man. Mm-hmm. Do not be surprised with that. So they go to
from West Virginia, like maybe their goal is to win games 51-45, you know?
Yeah, to me, I mean, they're a 6-win football team, 6-7 at best. So the under to me at 7.5, there's plenty of value there because their defense is so everything is gone. There is no Ed Oliver. There is no first round draft pick there. They got a good quarterback. They got a good kid. But you know what happens? First year coaches come in, man. None of these are their guys. They didn't recruit any of them. A lot of unknowns here. So expecting them to win.
you know, more than half their games here is going to be tough, especially since they're so decimated on the defense. I think expecting or asking a defense like that in Houston to come up with 8 wins, yeah, no, I'll take the under all day on that. I got no problem with that. And then the one other team I think that also is just abysmal, and this might have something to do with the fact that I lost so much money playing them last year. But South Florida and Charlie Strong can kiss my rear end. Not betting Charlie Strong ever again. I think the over is 8, if I'm not mistaken, Dana. Are you still seeing 8 for the South Florida Bulls?
I'm bringing up, which conference are they again?
They are going to be...
Conference USA?
Yes, yes. Charlie Strong and South Florida.
They haven't organized by the division.
They went 1-5 in their first 6 games against teams that participated in a bowl last year. Okay, Charlie Strong is one of the most overrated coaches I've ever seen in my entire life. They also got their asses handed to them in the Gasparilla Bowl, which, by the way, is right down the road from their campus in Tampa. They allowed 38 points to Marshall, 30 to UConn, and 42 to UMass. All right, that's Charlie Strong as a defensive-minded head coach, by the way. So I don't see this team. I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, which is nice. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Their defense is atrocious, and Charlie Strong is one of the worst. Though. Yeah, well, no kidding.
They want you to take the over 7.5.
Yeah, I ain't taking the over 7.5. I'm taking
and the Bulls,
under. And
by the way, they represent the AAC conference.
Oh, the AAC. Yes. Okay, the Atlantic. The American Athletic Conference there.
Cincinnati, Tulane.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have them winning 4 or 5 games at most. So
right,
I
so
would
2.5 off the number. That's a big gap.
That's a huge gap, and I would, guys, right. I'm telling you right now, I would bet it to 6, 6.5. I would have no problem with that, whatever. Charlie Strong will be, and here's my, Charlie Strong will be toasted here by midseason over here. The guy is one of the most undisciplined coaches. The team is just, for a defensive-minded coach to not recruit defense in Florida, no less, being in Tampa, and to get lit up like he did last year and be at the bottom half of any sort of recruiting trail, he's done as far as I'm concerned. So take the under, guys. Take the under and run with it as soon as possible on the South Florida Bulls. But do, and I mean do, bet that Syracuse is going to win more than 6.5 games this year, my man. We're going to be looking at you're going to be looking at a big bowl there, brother. And if I'm betting Syracuse, man, if I'm looking at the schedule, man, Florida State, what is Florida State somehow going to turn it around all of a sudden? Duke?
They just lost their quarterback, Daniel Jones,
exactly,
who's a top 10 pick.
Exactly. I mean, NC State also lost their quarterback. So,
there's
a lot of guys here. I think there's a lot of wins that can be had. And you know what happens, right, Dame, when it comes to college football. A lot of these games, certainly early on, doesn't it come down to coaching? It really does come down to which coaches.
They have a home field advantage also.
Absolutely.
The program is kind of arrow trending up in general. So I like it. Trust me, as a Syracuse alumni, obviously I want it to happen. So, I'll drop a couple shekels on them.
Yep. Houston and South Florida take the under, but take the over in with these guys all day long because it's exciting. I'm also thinking that Penn State is way overrated here. I think. What do you have Penn State at 8.5, 9? What are you showing for them on the FanDuel Sportsbook?
Sure. Penn State, their total is 8.5. And remember, yes. they lost their running back Miles Sanders draft.
Yes.
They lost their quarterback Chase McSorley well. And they are in a division where they're going to be seeing, you know, powerhouses. They're going to be seeing Wisconsin, Ohio State, Michigan State, Michigan. And their total, listen, Joe, their total is 8.5. But, Joe, go bet it now then. If you think they're under, the juice is crazy. The juice is crazy, Joe.
Yeah.
8.5 over, minus 165. Under,
I ain't buying it, guys. Ain't buying it, guys.
Joe, like
look at the road game.
Now
they're at Michigan State. They're at Iowa. They're at Ohio State. And they got Michigan at home. This is a brutal schedule for Penn State. I'm going under all day with them at 8.5. We'll drop a few more, too, as well, coming up as we make it rain for you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
And Jones even has a better year because that's how they have to move the ball. In my mind, that's the funny thing about it.
He had 8 touchdowns last year. Give him that at least. I know there's a brutal drought in 2017 and parts of the year last year, but he did end up catching the 8 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's not fantastic, Mike. That's a lot for Julio Jones, and that's not good. It's weird. So how do you struggle with this man in the red zone?
I don't know. Philly won the Super Bowl because they couldn't figure it out 2 years ago. Are you kidding me?
Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Taking a look at some of these college football win totals here released by our friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Welcome in here, Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. We told you Penn State there. I love James Franklin. I think he's a great coach. I love what they've done at Penn State. He was, you know, it was like printing money, at least 9 wins a year for Penn State, pretty much, right? I mean, over the last couple of years with James has been good, but like you mentioned, the loss of what they got going on there, new quarterback, new roster, very little experience, and that road schedule with Penn State, brother, is at Michigan State, at Iowa, at Ohio State, not to mention they've got Michigan at home. I don't see a path to 9 wins. I mean, that's the problem with me on there. And I know you said the juice is favoring the over, but right. My word, man, that schedule is absolutely brutal. And I love James Franklin, but there's a lot going against Penn State. Too many losses at too many key positions, I think, there at and just the schedule to me is brutal. Absolutely brutal. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, to me, when you lose your quarterback and you lose your running, you're starting quarterback and you're starting running back. It makes it tough, you know, as to indoctrinate new leaders, yes. You know. So this could be a down year. And like you said, it's a gauntlet that they got to go through.
It is. It so is. Now, one of the other teams we wanted to give you was Mizzou. And what was the number that you're showing there for Missouri there coming out of the SEC East?
Their win total is 7. And I think the important thing you said there is East. They're in the SEC East, people.
Yeah. Yeah. And they also have the easiest schedule of an SEC team because of the fact that, and I think they could be looking, going down the list here, they could probably start 7-0, 8-0, no problem. They play only from the West, because don't forget the SEC, it's weird like that. Every year they rotate who they play from the Western and Eastern Conference. They've got Ole Miss and Arkansas. Like, really? That's who you didn't draw?
They didn't draw Alabama.
Yeah, they enjoy. So
they avoid also, LSU.
Right, exactly. And keep in mind, guys, Kelly Bryant, the former Clemson starting quarterback that was replaced last year. Remember, he transferred. He quit.
Yeah.
And he, because of Trevor Lawrence. Well, Kelly Bryant is now the quarterback at Mizzou. So I can promise you he is. Mizzou's got great defense, very well coached. And you got a quarterback, a upperclassman, who's going to have a chip on his shoulder looking to go, you know what? I can play here, guys. I can absolutely play. So I like the over there all day long. I think they win eight games easily.
If they go 7-0, 8-0 to start, Kelly Bryant plus 8,000 to win the Heisman.
Thank you very much. Keep an eye on it, guys. Keep an eye on it. All right, more to come. Big final hour. Make it rain next.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.